Continues on. Hamakabel sada mechaveru v'hi beis hashlachen. If a person, the farmer, takes a field to work, and it's a beis hashlachen, usually beis hashlachen means that it's a field that works, that doesn't, that's not able to work. The field is not able to produce properly without irrigation. In other words, the beis hashlachen, it needs to have water sent through it. It can't rely on rainwater alone. So therefore, it's an irrigated field. Normally, that's what that means. So here, what the case is, though, is that you've got a field which has natural irrigation running through it. In other words, many fields which are batei shlachan, they can't rely on rainwater alone, which I'm sure is very common in where we live also. I can't imagine that our fields could survive without the irrigation. So you'd have to go and water your field. So it would be very convenient if you have a water source there, you know, a river or stream running through. But it's not a necessary thing. You could also take your watering cans and go and water the fields. So even though normally beis hashlachan means just a field that requires irrigation, here the understanding is it happens to have a convenient source of irrigation because there's a stream or spring or something at the field. So a guy takes such a field that needs to be watered and there's a water source there. O beis ha'ilan, or it's a regular grain field, but it happens to have a great tree growing inside of it. And he gets that tree. That's a great boon for the owner, because he just has to work his field as normally he does. And like, voila, he also gets the extra boon of having fruit on the field. So, that's great. And he's paying some amount for it. Let's say he's even paying more than market rate for the field, because it's got the convenience of having water running through it, or it has, you know, a tree growing on it. The problem is, in the first part of the Mishnah, the renter, the farmer, never specified that he's paying what he's paying because it's got, you know, water running through it or a tree on it. He didn't say that. He just took the field as is, and it happens to have a water source. So then, yavash hamayan, if the water source dries up, or niktzat sa'ilan, or the tree gets cut down, eino menakalo min ha'chakoro, he can't, the renter can't say, oh, but now that the field happens to not have the water source anymore, I'm paying you less rent. No way. You agreed to pay rent for this thing. It's not my problem. There's no, you know, stream running through it this year, and you're paying me full rent for it, says their landowner. That's because it was never explicitly stipulated that part of the rent is because it's got this, happens to have this virtue on it. So therefore, imamar lo chakor li sadeh beis hashlachin, if the farmer said, hey, rent me your irrigated field. In other words, he says, I want that field, particularly because it's got a source of water on it. Or, sada beisa ilanze, or rent me that field because it's got I want the field that has a tree inside of it. So then, now obviously, he's purposefully paying more, or chose that field because it has that particular resource on it. So then, yavash amayan v'niktza tza'ilan, if the water dries up, or if the tree gets cut down, menakalo minachkoro, then you can go to Beis Din and say, listen, I wanted a field that had water on it, and that's why I took this field, and now that was clear in our relationship, there's no water there anymore, so obviously I'm not going to pay the full amount anymore, and then they would go to Beis Din, and the Beis Din would assess what's fair. So, which other way?
Inherent, because just like that, you can't, but still, it takes the place, and it's clear that there's a tree, and it's clear that there's water. It shouldn't happen. Stake, that's why I'm taking it. Should be the other way around. If all of a sudden
it
dries up or it goes down,
it
should be
the
landlord.
Achrayas, what, to make Hashem, be Hashem, make a new river run through the thing? No. Well, what? He should have. It should be the landlord's Achrayas to specify that it doesn't matter? No. Okay. Here's the case. Just see the case.
What happens and it disappears if the tenant didn't specify.
Right.
That's why he took it.
Right.
Then all bets are off, essentially. It should be the other way around.
Why should it be the other way around?
Because it's clear that if he's renting it, for what's there. It's not like an accident that he's renting that place. That's what happens if there's a tree.
Right, but he didn't make the rent contingent upon the tree living. The farmer rents a field. It happens to have a nice carob tree growing on it. The carob tree then withers and dies for whatever reason. So he's going to go back to the landlord and say, listen, I'm not paying you rent anymore because your carob tree died. What do you want from me? The farmer will say, well, why'd you cut it down? Or why'd you let it get cut down? Or what do you want from me? Like, you know, the worms ate it. Well, you didn't tell me a condition of rent in the field is because it happens to have a tree on it. It happens to have a tree, so the tree's gone. What do you want? So don't renew your lease.
Okay, so when you put it that way, I hear that.
That's
you said it differently earlier.
Well, I'm making it now more like I'm. I don't think I changed what I said. I'm just like I'm making it more colorful to make it seem more fair. But the point is, the mission is saying, if you took a field, you rented a field, and the field is, you know, a 10-acre field. Good. There's a thousand. Every field is different. You know, you might have said, well, I wanted it because, you know, the sparrows migrate over it, and I like looking at sparrows low in turn. Now they don't, and I want to, like, if you didn't specify it's contingent upon sparrow migrations, or the fact you have a nice tree to get some shade, or you just think it's great to have, you know, you don't want to deal with sprinklers, you have running water. So then, what do you want from me? It changed. Good, so don't renew your lease or something, but, like, it's not my, the farmer, the owner didn't do anything. The field just changed its properties. But if it was clear in the rental that the reason why I took it is because I want the field over which the sparrows migrate, or that has a beautiful tree, or, you know, or has the convenience of having a river running close to it, so then of course, if that changes, then I'll say, listen, that's not what I bargained for. And then those put in even it was explicit in the contract that I was, not that I, that it would, what would happen if that was not there anymore, but at least that my motivation for paying what I'm paying for it and taking this particular one is because it had that resource, and that's gone, and therefore I'm expecting a discount. So once you speak that out, then it kicks in. Did I read to the end of the Mishnah? I think I did. If I didn't, here I'll say it now. Im amar lo, if the original stipulation was chakor li sadeh beis hashlachen zeh, if the original approach that the farmer said is rent me that field because it has the water, or osadeh beis ha'ilan zeh, or rent me that field, the one that has a tree, I want the one with the tree on it. So then, yavesh amayin, v'niktatz ha'ilan, if the water dries up or the tree gets cut down, manakla minach koro, then the renter, the farmer can reduce his rent because that's not what he wanted originally.